Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
In today's episode, we're speaking to my friend Alex, the mum of Harry, and a very interesting person.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
So many people are gorgeous, and I'd be the same. I'm just Kate.
Yeah, that's right.
Some people have a whole spiel for us.
Yes.
Some people are whatever. You know what? We're going to talk about the weather, but we're actually wearing hoodies.
We are.
There will be a photo on the socials lots of times with us in these hoodies.
Yes.
But we're wearing our two-piece
hoodies. Yes, we are, because we realise we actually love them.
They're so comfy. And it's coming to hoodie weather in Melbourne.
Yes, that's right.
So I've got the cry make a difference laugh.
Yep.
You've got.
And I've got the podcaster therapy.
Which is the truth.
Yes. I know. I put it on. I thought, this is the truth.
It is the truth.
Yes.
They have got me through night times and lonely moments and, Anyway, we would like you. We don't ask much.
No, we don't.
We've asked you to do reviews,
and now we're asking you to go to our merch store.
Yes.
And buy up the merch.
Yes. So you know that Luke and Carly, our beautiful merch peas, they are peas themselves.
Yes, that's
they
right.
have given more than you could ever know. They've
that's
never
right.
charged us to make a design.
No.
They've held the stock without charging us. We couldn't have done it.
No.
We couldn't have had merch without them.
Yep.
And we don't want them to be left with merch.
No, that's
so
right.
We are begging you, if you've got $30, $40,
$50.
25% off.
Yeah.
Can you buy something,
The hoodies
please?
Are lovely.
All of it's lovely.
All of it. We've got the lanyards. We've got the
Smilestones.
All the Smilestones stuff. Mm. The Eat, Sleep, Therapy, Repeat bags.
Which are the best.
Yeah. So we think, like, buy them, put them away for Christmas presents for all your therapies.
They're great for therapies.
Yeah.
I have given them and I know number one daughter, who is a OT, has as well. So anyway, we've rabbited on for too long because we want to talk to Alex.
Yes, that's right. So would you like to say hello?
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
On this cold day. Yeah. It's warming up a bit.
Yeah. Alex is a Melburnian.
Yep. The mornings are cold.
Yeah. Yeah. We're back.
We're back.
Yep. All right. Let's start our questions.
Okay. Alex, do you have a favourite band or musician or song that, like, either you listen to when you're feeling really good or you use to pump yourself up when you're not feeling so good?
Okay, so my really daggy answer is going to be Neil Diamond on a hot August night in the Greek Theatre in LA.
Oh, wow, goes, specifically.
Hello, tree people up there. Oh. Give me a Sweet Caroline any time of the day. But... Lucas, my youngest, actually said, that's really daggy, Mum. You cannot say that.
Lucas, you can. So you can say whatever you want.
My go-to at the moment since for the last couple of years has been Pink. Yeah. So give me a bit of Cover Me in Sunshine.
Oh, that's a lovely one.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was released during COVID, which, as we all know, hard times for everyone. Mm. And... my dad passed away during the first COVID lockdown, so that was a really challenging time for us. Mm. And then in the second year, the year this was released, I started walking so I could get out of the house with these four boys.
Yes.
And every time I went for a walk, this song came on. So that was my kind of my lift me up, everything will be all right.
Yes.
So, yeah, so it's a bit of Pink. When I'm feeling a bit crazy, I then flip to Never Gonna Not Dance Again. So then I'll do my, it's a Pink song again.
Okay. Yeah,
right. So I'm never gonna not dance again. I'm not a good singer.
Yeah, I don't have to be. It's not a prerequisite.
So, yeah, that's the bit of the crazy one that I might have a dance in the lounge room just to kind of like lift me up. And again, you know, I'm not going to lay down and die. I'm going to get up and I'm going to scream and cry and, you know, I'm never not going to dance. So just to kind of push you along, keep you motivated. So that's my bit of uplifting one.
Yes, and we've done a few dances together in Special Olympics land, a few Christmas parties, LETR, haven't we?
It's the best.
With all our favourite people to dance with.
It's the best.
Yeah. What about...
a bit of Pink.
Yeah. What about?
I'm not a very good singer, though.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I don't think.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's belting it out.
I did see a really good meme the other day that said, "My greatest regret, or greatest, I don't know, sadness in life, is that my voice doesn't match my." No, like I can't. I'm screwing this up, but like basically, I listen to so much music and I could be a lead singer, but my voice just lets me down. Like, yeah, that's me.
I want to be the backup singer.
I would love to be the one
sitting there doing the dancing.
No pressure.
My voice doesn't match it though.
I don't know his name. It's Chris somebody. He's on Instagram and TikTok. He's an English comedian.
Oh, yes, yes, he does the backup
singing. And he just does backup singing.
Yeah,
just...
with the no microphone.
Yeah, no microphone. Love them. Oh, and they have the whole movement. Yes. I'm like, yes, I just watch for the.
He's so good.
Anyway, if you don't know what I'm talking about, please, maybe I'll put a reel in
we'll find it.
In our Instagram story.
Tell us, did you win any awards at school?
Well, I had to think about that one because nothing really stood out.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I like to just, again, to my children's dismay when I say that, I don't quite like the limelight.
Yeah.
So I don't think I ever really put myself forward for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But then Zach actually said to me last night, oh, well, I won an award. I won the maths competition, which reminded me I won the year three times table competition.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Three threes.
Yeah.
12 times 12.
7/8 is my favourite. You know you'd have a favourite one.
Yeah.
Well, we used to have to do it a lot.
So, we did have to do it a lot. I was terrified.
Yeah, same. But that rote learning, it did kind of work.
Yeah, I've forgotten some of them now.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's my favourite one.
My mum had them on the back of the toilet door, the big poster, the times tables. That and the Ten Commandments.
Of course she did.
The Ten Commandments are still there. The times tables have come
gone.
Down.
Okay, right. Yep. The golden rule as well is often around in our house. Yeah. So, okay, next question, Kate.
Okay, so this is our favourite question. Why are you a P or part of our P community?
Can I say... I think I'm a double P, but I might even be a triple P.
Yes, you might.
Threat. So started, I actually did my studies in disability. Mm-hmm. So I've got a Bachelor of Arts in Disability, mm-hmm. which in 1986 was very new.
Yes.
So disability and all that it comes with has always been something of interest to me. Mm. I am a mum of a son who has a disability. And I also work in the disability field.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And you volunteer with Special Olympics.
And
so that's
four.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah. Four. Yeah. Quadruple P.
It's all about those P's.
Yeah. She's surrounded. So, all right, tell us a little bit about when your son was born and tell us all about him.
Okay. All right. So, Harry is number two child. Mm-hmm. He has just turned 18, so he was born in 2006.
Yeah.
Normal pregnancy. Was born, first thing you say to your doctor is everything okay? And they say, yes, and you go, great. Then day one, day two, was just feeding him. I had a 16-month-old. So day three, Harry still hadn't passed his meconium, which is that really important poo that we can talk about poos because we're talking about them a lot today. A really important poo that babies need to do just to show that bowels are functioning okay. So day three, well, by the end of day two, he still hadn't pooed, and I thought maybe he wasn't getting enough of my breast milk to kind of flush out his system. And thought, well, you know, I'm going to stop that, put him on formula. As I said, I'd had a 16-month-old at home and I thought, I really need to get this baby sorted for when I get home and I get into a routine. So Harry started feeding with formula and on that morning, that Wednesday morning, the paediatrician had come in and said to me, oh, so who does Harry look like? And I just kind of went, I don't know, himself, he's an individual. You know, and it's like, well, you know, there is this suspicion, some of the nurses have raised that they think that maybe there may be some Down syndrome. Maybe some Down syndrome.
What's that mean? What is some Down syndrome?
Some or all, like, hello. So didn't quite understand what he meant with that because you've either got it in every cell of your body or you don't. So he kind of like said, well, when I look at him, I don't particularly think so. But let's just do a test and confirm. So, but as soon as he said that, it just clicked for me. You know, and I didn't need that blood test.
Really? You knew?
I knew. But before that, I just think when you're looking at your newborn, and my first initial thought was, oh, he looks so different to Zach.
Right, yeah.
But he was darker and fairer. And then I just kind of thought, well, why should he look like Zach?
Yeah.
Like he's his own person.
It's a real thing with a second baby, though. I think you're like, you expect them to look like the other baby. That's true.
Yeah. So that kind of was a bit of a curveball. And, you know, Darren was just kind of like going, well, you know, what does he mean by that? And I said, well, you know, I think his suspicions are right. Let's just see and go with the flow. But going back to his poos, then when he hadn't pooed and he was then taking formula, which is a lot heavier than breast milk, in the hours after that he became quite ill and he started vomiting up and he was vomiting bile. His stomach became quite distended, which you could actually see his bowels. They were quite out here. So he became very sick very quickly. So then that conversation with the paediatrician in the morning became irrelevant. You know, it just became about this 3-day-old baby is potentially in a life-threatening situation. So that kind of just overshadowed that whole conversation from the morning. So they were able to decompress him manually. He was rushed to the children's that night. Again, he was still in a very critical situation. So I'm recovering from, you know, a seizure.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in hospital.
It's always the, Darren, the C-section hospital, isn't it? You know?
Yes.
Yeah. So that night was really quite touch and go for Harry. And so when they were kind of decompressing him, they kind of went up through his bottom and did a biopsy, and through that they diagnosed a condition called Hirschsprung's disease. So that's a quite a rare congenital condition and affects one in every 5,000 births.
Right.
It affects general population as well as people with Down syndrome. About 1% of people with Downs have Hirschsprung's disease.
Right,
so
okay.
It's quite rare within our community. It's something that's more common in boys than girls.
Right.
But as I said, it also affects general population. So one of the other sides for us was then doing genetic testing to see, is this something that we are carrying
right.
as a family? So would Zach need to know that for future implications when he has children? Or for us, you know, if, and then because we fell pregnant very quickly with Lucas. So, you know, is Lucas at risk of having Hirschsprung's? But we believe that it's something that's linked to his Down syndrome.
Right, okay. Right. And what are the implications of it?
Okay, so... it's a condition he lives with and will live with for his life. So after his biopsy and everything, it just means that the ganglion cells in your bowels are what push your stool along.
Right.
So they, it helps the muscles contract, and that's how your stool moves along your bowels. At some point along Harry's bowels, those cells stopped growing.
Right,
right. So that's why then, whereas he was feeding and eating, his poo was kind of progressing down to a point and then it stopped.
Right.
Because it couldn't contract and then come back and come out. So he spent a month at the children's. They were trying to empty his bowels with saline. That wasn't emptying them out sufficiently. So at 2 weeks of age, he had surgery and had a colostomy bag.
Right.
And a stoma.
Yeah.
So, and that just kind of then, so we cut out the disease section of the bowel.
Right.
Harry has what's called short segment Hirschsprung's. There's about 20 centimetres of his large intestine that was missing those ganglion cells. So that part was cut out.
Wow.
He then had the stoma, and he was emptying out through the colostomy bag.
Right.
And that was out for about the first 4 months of his life. And that just provided an opportunity for Harry to gain a bit of weight. His bowels to recover from this trauma that it had experienced. And then at 4 months, he had what we call pull-through surgery. So the stoma was disconnected, and then that good part of the bowel was reconnected down to his anus. He now is able to pass stool naturally through his bottom.
Yeah, awesome.
Part of the implications of this is, though, because he does have less of a bowel that food and everything is absorbed. That's what the bowel does. It absorbs nutrients, water, everything. Because he has less of the bowel that's absorbing all that, his stools do tend to be softer than ours.
Right.
And so he may poo more frequently than we do. It also just means that he, at the at our base of our bowel, we have our rectum, which stores our bowel motions, you know. So before we kind of, we feel a bit heavy and thinking, oh, I need to poo now.
He
has that missing. So he may not do huge amounts as
right.
well. And that's another reason why he may poo more frequently
right.
because he doesn't have that capacity to store. those large amounts as well.
That's actually quite a big deal.
It is a huge deal for your everyday life.
But, that's a lot to
– Yeah.
But, and, you know, I mean, well, for me, and I know for my boys – like pooing at school is
very stressful,
you know.
Yeah,
and if I'm at the shops, I'll be like, I'll wait till I get home to do that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yes.
So that's a lot for a young person to carry around.
Yeah, and it in many ways, I say that his Hirschsprung's is actually his primary disability.
Yes, of course.
That's really what prevents him living his life.
Yes, yes.
In that, you know, everywhere we go. There's, you know, the backpack with all the supplies because and the other thing with this condition is we just don't know on any given day how his bowels are going to react.
Mm.
Like it's not our bowels aren't something like a heart that just beats mechanically.
No.
Our bowels, as we all know, depending on the weather.
Yes.
You've had too much dairy.
How many fluids we've had, what we've eaten.
Have you exercised?
Our bowels are also different, let alone throwing in all these other things. So he could potentially wake up today and have a day, which we call it the high poo days.
Yeah.
And he could poo 20, 30 times.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not gastro.
No.
It's just his bowels.
It's just him. Yeah.
So, you know, and then the hard thing is now, as he's aware of it, you know, everywhere we go, make sure you got your backpack.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing spontaneous.
Is there a toilet nearby?
Yeah.
We're going to the beach. Which beach will we choose? Of that.
That's right. Yeah. Like everywhere you go, it's like, okay, where's the closest
I can imagine
port?
The mental load. I can.
Yes. It's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, on you
but
both.
But for someone, in saying all of this, for someone with this condition, he's actually doing quite well.
Oh,
so
yeah,
we
good
have,
on you, Harry.
We can go through periods of time where he has his poo routine of in the morning and at night, and he's emptying out and he's clean, you know, because there could be a bit of soiling that comes.
Yes, of course.
Soiling because or leakage because he doesn't have muscles at the base that are working really tightly.
Yeah.
You know, so generally he's traveling really well, but it is something that's always at the back of our mind.
And it's something people don't talk about, do they? You know?
Yeah,
no, they don't.
No.
There's so many things that are weirdly socially unacceptable.
Yes.
But everybody shits.
That's right.
Well, that's it. And the thing is, and he's kind of like there going, oh, Mum, this is really shitty. And I go, well, yeah, it is. Like, let's just acknowledge it. It is. And it's those times where if he's really looking forward to something and it's just like, I don't think it's a good idea that we go to.
Oh.
It's just not going to work. It's not going to be fair on you if you're spending your whole day, you know, if say out of a wedding or something and he's spending his whole time in the toilet. That's not fair on him. You know, so there's that disappointment that comes sometimes. So we try to watch what, you know, leading up to events.
Yes, you're on high alert.
You know, there's a lot of work in just – like the only thing that we can see plays a part with his Hirschsprung's is a little bit of anxiety as well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Of course.
Because I know for myself I've been going through some pretty big times, like, you know, selling my home, financial insecurity. And I know on those days, like I might have a particularly tricky phone call with a legal person. I then have to poop, right?
Yeah.
So it's all linked
Yes, of course
so
it is.
When you know that I may have to poop, then you're going to get poop anxiety and then you're going to have to poop.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've done a lot of work with leading up to events.
Mm.
So I always come, you know, from when he was younger, there'd be lots of social stories. So when he went on camp, you know, what's going to happen on camp?
Yeah.
Who's going to look after you? What's your day going to be like? Yep. When are you going to have opportunities even to slot in your poo routine?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you could then finish that activity early so that then you can go poo and shower without the other kids aware of it.
Yes.
You know, and so camps, it might also be that he gets through that week of camp doing really well because there's all that adrenaline going and it's all that self-talk of, oh, I've got to be a good boy, I've got to do this and get through the week and have fun. And then you come home and you relax and what happens? Your body just goes.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple of days of just
picking up the pieces.
Sitting on the toilet.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is there support groups, Alex? Like, can you talk to other people? Is it?
There's a group based Bow Kids up in Sydney that we kind of, you know, there's a Facebook group.
Yep.
You know, they had a couple of info sessions early on, and I think along the way I've met one other family whose son has Down syndrome who has Hirschsprung's.
Right. Yeah.
So. You know, there's not many of us around.
No, I'm just thinking if people are listening and thinking, this is my story too, where can we go?
Yeah, and I just think too, I mean, we've been really lucky in that we've had great, you know, children's RCH has been fabulous.
Yeah,
great surgical team, support team there, you know, great paediatrician, which we all
have. We all have the same paediatrician.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do.
We're in the Shane gang.
Yes, we're in the Shane gang.
Let me tell you, I'm texting him at the moment because our script's going to run out before we have our next appointment, and it's a lot of Shane and not much response.
I was going to say, has he responded?
No.
I mean, we love Shane.
Oh, I love him, but I mean, we've only built him up on this podcast. You know, Shane, we love you. I don't think he listens anymore, but his sister does.
Yes.
But, you know, you're very flat out. You have too many patients, which is why we love you. But, yes, you don't reply to texts.
You have a very cool room with a lot of things that keep our kids distracted.
Yes, and you have been a lifeline to my children for the last 18 years, and I'm very sad about leaving you soon. But I really need this group so the boys can't go to school.
Oh, Alex.
Anyway, sorry to hijack.
No.
Oh, no. So, yes. So that's Harry and Hirschsprung's.
Yeah.
I think for us, if he achieves social continence, you know, if he's okay when he gets out, it's always going to be something that sometimes he's going to have these haiku days and he just has to manage.
Yep.
But it's that something that he lives with. And I say to him, you know, and it's like, well, Mum, why me? And I said, well, you know, your bottom just doesn't work as well as ours.
Yeah.
And it's not just you. There's other people as well.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
You know, this is just what you've got. So
it's hard when he sees his brothers and all his friends that don't have to manage that too.
Yeah.
And it's also now as he's 18, you know, we still provide a lot of, you know, that personal care and just making sure that, you know, he's cleaned properly because then we're at risk of secondary infections.
Yes, of course.
You know, but it's also then, you know, knowing that certain people are safe people and it's even okay to talk about it with these people.
Yes, Alex, this
and
is true.
We're not judging you and no one's laughing at you.
No.
I just think it's one of those conditions because it's poo.
Yeah.
And you know, even when we were looking at schools, you know, we went across to one school and it was like, oh, no, well, we expect our children to be toilet trained. And I said, well, it's not that she's not toilet trained.
No, this is part of this condition.
But this is a medical condition. Yes. And I think that's what I think people have to look at. It's a medical condition.
Yes,
it's
of course.
No fault of his own.
No. And it's not in line with having Down syndrome and an intellectual disability. It's separate to this. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So then going back to that Down syndrome diagnosis, that was just, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We can't change that.
Wow. You didn't have time to think about it.
No, she
did. A tiny sick baby having surgery.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Mandy, I think we were talking about a few weeks ago, I don't know if it was that because we did have something else to that overshadowed that.
Mm.
And it was like, let's get our baby well.
Yeah,
he could die
here. Of course.
That the Down syndrome became irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was also maybe part of, you know, I'd worked in the disability field.
Yeah.
I'd trained in it. My belief system of, you know, he can still have a fabulous life.
Yes.
And he can still achieve so much. And this isn't going to stop him living his life.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
his path just may be a bit different to Zach's, or yes. the supports he's going to need is going to be different.
Yes.
But it's that I can't change.
Mm.
So I kind of like, I think that night when I was in hospital when Harry was taken to the children's, that night when I was in there alone, because then my parents went to support Darren at the children's and I'm in there on my own.
Oh, yes,
that's what when I kind of like hit that.
Had your moment.
That rock bottom moment and my grief, and dealt with my grief of sick child, everything.
Yeah.
That then it was like, okay, pull up your socks now. Let's deal with this. And let's just move. Like, and I think if I hadn't dealt with it immediately, we deal with it at some point.
Yes, yes.
But for me, it was like, okay, now let's move on.
Yes, yes.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, tell us about the life that you've created with Harry. Tell us about his schooling. I mean, he's an awesome athlete. He's a rapper. Oh,
he's a rapper. He's going to be a YouTube star.
Oh, good.
Yes. Good. Tell us all about him.
So, I actually think Harry is who he is. Mm. He's the fortunate one to be surrounded by two siblings either side of him. So Harry's the middle child.
Yeah.
I had the three boys. There's only 2.5 years between the three of them. So
Far out. Zach, you were just Harry, toilet training then, for you were in the trenches for so long.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Lucas came along, you know, one night wonder after Harry was born. So that was like, you know, and this, by the way, was after 5 years of IVF and 23 cycles and not one pregnancy and then three kids naturally in 2.5 years.
Wow.
So I think as well that was also part of the thing of just Harry is who he is.
Yes.
Like, it's so hard to have
kids.
Yes.
That,
it changes, you know, your perspective.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
But Harry just had, he was just one of three boys. From the moment he was in this family, you know, the boys were, even Lucas, who's 13 months younger than Harry, once Lucas got up and started walking, Harry was like, well, I'm not going to let my younger brother do that. I'm going to get up and start walking too. And he did. So that same weekend.
My physio said to have a twin is the best therapy ever.
Yep.
Yeah, so to have a close sibling.
And Lucas in many ways did kind of become Harry's twin.
Yeah, like, I can imagine. Mm.
I'd have them both in the twin stroller.
Yes.
And then people would say, oh, you've got twins. And it's like, well, no, he's 13 months old.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with him? And I'm going, yeah, nothing's wrong with him. He's just small.
What's wrong with you? Question that must be asked at this point.
So, you know, he had Zach who was up doing things. So he strived to do what Zach was doing.
Mm.
He had Lucas then who was coming up from behind.
Yeah.
So then it was like, I'm not going to let him overtake me.
Mm.
And I think they were his biggest educators.
Yes.
They really were.
Of course.
I mean, siblings.
Legendary brothers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it's like, so, you know, we go into swimming lessons. Harry's in there as well.
Mm.
Local Auskick. Harry's down at the local footy club.
Yeah.
And I think he's been quite fortunate in that, you know, we're still linked into the local footy club.
Mm.
He's at the local cricket club. Mm. So he's played with his siblings.
Yeah,
they've all been in different teams.
Yeah.
Yep.
He went to the local kindergarten. we then, when we were looking at primary schools, thought, oh, maybe we start off in a mainstream setting. Harry's quite social, and that was my main motivator, that just socially mainstream would be best for him. And then I was thinking possibly then at grade three, do we start looking at a dual enrolment when the work gets a bit harder? But then he ended up finishing primary school at the mainstream school.
And did he have an aid?
He did. Yeah, so great. He had an aid roughly 4.5 hours of the day.
Yeah, right, yeah.
At, yeah, about level four. And then we always, I always thought that high schools would possibly go down the special school track. And Zach was in year seven at the local mainstream school. And then when I went looking for Zach, I'm sitting at this information session and the school's talking about how, you know, they will adjust to everyone in the class and the needs, and not everyone needs to sit for their ATAR in year 12. And everyone, however they finish, is acknowledged and celebrated. And I'm thinking, this sounds really good. And had some big chats with the school, and their concern also was, you know, will Zach be okay with having his sibling there? Because I always thought high school would be the boys' time, that they don't need to think about Harry at all. You know, but Zach was kind of like, well, no, of course, Mum, he will come. Where else would he go? He will come to school with us. And he's now in year 12 at that local high school. And they have been fabulous.
Oh, Alex.
I have asked for our journey in the education system, you know, we have our little hiccups every now and then.
Everybody does, with the other voice as well. Yeah.
Has been really good, and we've really been quite fortunate. So,
and this is a good story to hear.
It is.
Because a lot of
definitely is.
P's, whether we're in special schools, mainstream, mainstream private, specialist, there's a lot of hiccups. So when you, we should applaud the system when it
That's
works.
That's right. Fantastic.
And I think always we're their PR person, no matter which way we look at it. I always And sometimes we have to really be so diplomatic in how we deal with things. And, you know, we can then get off that phone call and scream and rant and whatever, but it's always, you know, how can we make this work?
You're very good at that, Alex. To help? You're very good, very diplomatic.
And I think that's the key. You know, there are always little challenges, but Harry is now in year 12. He's doing the Victorian Pathway Certificate.
Awesome.
So he's at school 3 days a week, and the other 2 days he's doing a traineeship, a certificate two in baking.
Awesome.
So, and he's supported with an aide from the school to do that. And that's how he'll finish year 12. And now we have to worry about what he does next
year. Yes.
So, other
than does he like school? He doesn't have to. I mean, lots of us didn't.
He does.
Good.
He goes in every day. He's the first one ready. He's, you know, and even today I said, come on, let's go. And he said, well, hang on, you've got to pin my year 12 badge on my shirt. And he's like, you know, he's got his bag
packed. He's organised.
The VPC classes, the M classes are working really well with him. And it's a small group. So he's really enjoying that. He's off to Central Australia in August on a school camp. So lots of planning for that.
Yes.
And
lots of supplies that will be sent. And lots of just preparation about, where are the toilets?
Gosh,
how will we manage all of that? But, you know, again, I kind of like had said to the school, I will come to Alice Springs and I'll stay in Uluru if you need me. I'm only a 4-hour drive away. And, and they're kind of like going, no, we have been dealing with him for 6 years and what would you do that we can't do?
Oh, what a brilliant
school.
We
will be there and we will support him and, you know, thank you, but we will be okay.
Wow,
and I'm just kind of like going, well, now what do I do with myself for that week.
Well, you just sit down for a minute.
Now you have to go to Noosa.
Yeah. Have some rest. Oh, Harry's very sporty, so he does Special Olympics. What is he? What is all the sports he plays?
Okay, so Special Olympics, he's involved in athletics, soccer, basketball, cricket, and he's now interested in table tennis as well.
Yes, cool.
So not quite sure how we fit that into our week.
Okay, so that sounds like a very lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
And then he's also playing in an all-abilities basketball team on a Thursday night.
Yes.
And he's just finished up the summer season at a mainstream cricket.
Yes.
Wow.
So, which they made it to the grand final, unfortunately didn't win.
Oh.
But, yeah, so... Yeah, sport's always been something that we felt just cements him and into that community build those connections. You know, there's the kids that he sees down the street or at the school. Everyone knows Harry. So for us, sport was, and it was something that his siblings did as well. Really important. And then I think it was, about 6 years ago, we got involved in Special Olympics just to kind of create another avenue for him to pursue sports, but also another circle of friends for Harry.
Oh, and does he have friends? He is very popular.
And I think and I think as much as all the sport components fabulous, the social connections that they've made through Special Olympics.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's the fabulous part, which hopefully will become, you know, lifelong friends and really important people as, you know, they progress through their life.
Tell us about the campaign you did for Special Olympics where Harry was in an ad, which we will try and put up.
So when was that? 2022 Special Olympics, and IGA is always a great supporter of Special Olympics, and they were doing a campaign with one of the prizes being to win tickets to the World Games, which were in Berlin last year. So Special Olympics Victoria had approached us and saying, would Harry be interested? And I always say yes to things because I just think everything's a learning opportunity. And so that was with Shane Jacobson. So we had the pleasure of having Shane in our home. So then I didn't quite realise at the time when I said yes that the filming will be at home.
No.
And then they're kind of like going, oh, can you take photos of the lounge room and Harry's bedroom and the kitchen?
Oh,
and
so I was like, why?
Yeah, I'm just at work. I'll be home sick tonight. Can I send you photos then? So I left work early, got home at 2.
You're a tiny person, but were you frantically?
I would have been frantic. I'll have Kate over helping me.
So then it's kind of like, quick, empty out all that junk. Take a photo, quick. Then move all that junk from that room into the lounge room. Quick, now take a photo of your bedroom.
Imagine.
But so then it was also, can Harry write a letter for Shane? And that would be really nice that he could read to him. And I was just thinking, reading's just not his favourite activity.
Yes.
But we did it and he practised it and he read it to Shane and there was not a dry eye in the house. Like, we're all, the producer, I'm crying, Shane's like tearing up. But the funny story, like, and this is where Hirschsprungs is always lingering in the background. The night before he went out with social dinner group and they went and he ate goat curry.
If anything's going to make something happen, it's probably that.
Now, I commend him in that before social dinner group, he would only eat the blandest, plainest food. He has now extended his repertoire of foods that he's willing to try, but of all things.
Yes.
So he was a bit windy while we were waiting for Shane. Darren's frantically running through the house with a Glen.
Get the incense out.
It did nothing. So I just opened the door to the producer and it's like, oh, I'm so sorry, but he had goat curry.
And this is the behind the scenes of the glamorous life of TV people we don't know.
So wait, other than the lovely aroma, we had a perfect day of filming. Shane was wonderful. It was a bit of their banter was a bit like, it reminded me of the good old Don Lane show with Bert Newton.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, their banter. It was just like the Shane and Harry show. It was as if they were lifelong friends.
Of course.
Shane's just beautiful.
That says a lot about
beautiful human being.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Had a lot of time for Harry. So, and then I think when we launched the campaign, Harry appeared, well, we both did appear on Sunrise with Shane. So, again, that was another difficult thing to manoeuvre with that, you know, we had earpieces in, we're talking to Crotchy, but we can't see him because he's in Sydney.
Awful.
And we're standing outside at the Docklands. And again, you know, he did it, you know, and I just think they're all the great things. You know, let's throw little challenges at you. And that's why I never say no to anything.
Yeah, either do I.
Everything's a learning experience. Yeah.
And because we know that there's times where there's nothing. So, you know, to get a little opportunity of something, definitely say yes.
So, yeah, that was our Special Olympics campaign.
Oh, the goat curry.
I don't know if you looked at that. The producer just asked me the right questions that she turned me into a blubbering mess.
Of course. You know, we'll try and find those links. Yes. Oh, gosh, Alex.
I'm surprised I haven't, you know, started the waterworks today because, you know, talking about Harry, I tend to tear up a bit sometimes.
Yeah, because what a legendary human he is.
Yeah, and he just had his 18th and we went to that and it just every 18th I think, what a story. What an achievement for everybody.
It's a very emotional day.
It is an emotional day. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, we want to talk about Harry to the nth degree, but we also want to talk a little bit about your work. So can you tell us where you work?
Yep. Okay, so I work... which I've been doing for about the last 6 years. Mm. So post kids, I gave up disability because I just had a house full of kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah, about 6 years ago, I started working at the Victorian Electoral Commission and I work as a democracy ambassador in their education and inclusion team.
Mm.
So our team delivers electoral education and information to several priority communities. So those communities are people who experience homelessness, people with disabilities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and young people. From all communities. So I'm primarily working in the disability sector, which is my passion. And so I run voter education sessions and we go into adult services, special schools or specialist schools, TAFEs, and we deliver sessions. So it's a brief incursion that we can come in on a day and we cater it to the group's needs, so based on who the audience is. But generally we cover a brief outline about who can vote, why voting is important, the levels of government and the services they provide to give them an understanding of that. We then run mock election, so we use visuals and that enables the group the opportunity to vote by filling in a ballot paper. And then we go through and we see the results of what that group, who they voted for, so that they can see the whole process and it gives them a practice with voting. Part of my role as well also includes talking to families and carers about the supports available with voting. So we meet with carers groups, attend expos, and could possibly have information booths at events.
Mm. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. And I think most importantly, though, you know, voting is fundamentally, it's a human right for everyone, and it matters, and it allows everyone to be part of the decision-making process in Australia.
Yeah.
Where I'm quite passionate about my work is that I believe that everyone's voice is important.
Yes.
And there are some people in our community that may need extra support to be able to do that. But that's okay, and there's that support there.
And our lived experiences are all different.
That's right.
So we would all, on different things, vote differently.
That's right. Right?
Yep.
And so we all deserve that. And for our overseas peas, we are very, I'm very proud of the fact that in Australia voting is compulsory. So when you turn 18, you have to vote. And I know in other countries you don't. And you may think that's weird, but we're really proud of it.
Yeah.
And we're proud that everyone goes down to the local primary school.
Yes.
They eat a sausage and they vote. And it's a big deal in our country.
But it was something I always thought about. Will she, with an intellectual disability, be able to do this? And how? And then, you know, speaking to Alex and learning more about it, I was like, yes, she will. Of course she's voting.
So that's something exciting now that they're 18 and they can start doing.
Well, we got to do the referendum.
Yeah, we did get to do the referendum.
Yeah, oh, great.
Which was a good first time because it was yes or no.
Yes.
So it wasn't the whole paper and
but it looked the same when you went in, the booths and the where what's your name?
Yeah, and they had to go up to the desk and get your name ticked off and all that stuff. So I was very proud that day walking up with the twins.
Yeah, it was quite
it was
a moment.
Just a moment. I thought, I'm so proud of you two.
And I think it was, we hadn't long turned 18. Yes, so it was really
exciting. And we hadn't walked that school path for a little while. So I was like, oh, we're back.
Yeah,
we walked to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And we're going to say now that you're not the spokesperson.
No.
But you work there.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
It's just an amazing thing for us that we can talk about two things
at once. Yes,
That's
right.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and to know that you're in a job with lived experience.
Yes.
You know, so if you were to come into a school or something, people would know that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's also it makes it more relatable as well when you're chatting with parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Lived experience we all have our is own, massive.
Yeah.
Lived experience, our own concerns
And the Victorian Electoral Commission started up an advisory group, didn't they? And you invited Molly and myself to be on that. We were part of a meeting and there was people with all sorts of disabilities on that Zoom, you know, talking about phone voting and all sorts of things that I'd never thought about.
Yeah, and all the supports and how can we support people in our communities. Yeah, it's great.
Is there anything that we've missed, Alex, that you would like to tell the world about your beautiful family, your work, anything that's – because we can miss things.
Yeah.
That's why we have this question.
Believe it or not.
No. So I just think finishing up, what my wishes for Harry are and that's for him to be a kind – strong, independent person, someone to be happy and healthy, to have a vocation and hobbies and interests and things that he's passionate about in life, and to have established relationships and social connections.
That's everything.
And, you know, if he has those, he's going to have a fabulous life.
Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, their wishes that I have for my other two boys as well. It's no different.
No. But don't you think, this is maybe me being a bit too P person, don't you think it becomes much more clear that that's what your wishes are?
Very.
Like I think it really brings it into me, like, actually, this is what I want for my children. It's not other things.
Mm. Yeah. And, you know, there are challenges that we face. And, you know, every day can bring up these little hiccups.
Yes.
But I think, you know, if he can have a life like that, and if he's managing his Hirschsprungs along the way, and he has the occasional day that's not great, but if the majority of his days are pretty good, you know, that's all that we have to go with. That's him, and that's what he's got, and we just have to, you know, he lives with it just like other people live with other conditions
yeah,
as well.
That's right, yeah. And he does. So, he's full of life. He is enthusiastic. Yeah. He's fun.
Yeah.
He cares about his friends. He's very kind. Yeah. I've got so many photos of him and Molly. Big hugs together. Mm. Yep. And people at Special Olympics really, really love him. He brings a great energy.
Yeah. What a thing to have.
Yeah. 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 He's a people joiner. He loves his friends, doesn't he? And he texts them every night before they go to sleep. Oh, <how cute. laughs> He has his group chat with the other two guys.
I know, and he will be one day a YouTube superstar.
Yes, yes. So when he has
I just said to him, though, he needs to work so he can support his hobby, which he tells me it's not going to be a hobby. This will be his job.
Listen, well, we have exactly the same conversation in this house. So,
of course. Well, they see it. So why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, they're like, well, some people do it. I'm like, yes, some people do it. Let's have a backup plan. Yes.
Let's just earn some income to support you whilst you're pursuing this dream.
Yes.
And it could become a reality, and I'm sure it will.
Yes. Yeah, but we like to diversify. We don't have eggs all in the one basket.
No, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Oh. Well, Alex, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Nearly one of our last episodes. Yes. I'm so thrilled we had you on.
A joy to speak with.
And I'm so glad that we are friends. I love sitting on the sidelines with you and just being a part of Special Olympics together. So we'll be friends forever, hey?
We will.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks, Mandy. You. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the day. See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.